2. Please censor your birth story. Please. How to tell your birth story. To a group of mothers. Here is every single detail. To an expectant mother. Yep, just fell right out. To a teenage girl. It was so much worse than I was expecting. To your child in 15 years. Here is every single detail with extra emphasis on the pain part. To a man. This dork brought me a baby. Words that do not need to be heard at a dinner party. Cervix. Dilation, especially when paired with cervix. Mucus plug. Tear. Placenta. Side note, if someone does not know what a placenta is, do not enlighten them. Let them hold on to their innocence and their appetite. Here's the thing. Childbirth is gnarly. There are lots of things happening before, during, and after the process that would be blurred out on television because they are downright traumatizing. And you know that phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words? Well, words are pretty powerful as well, and only a couple, especially when the couple are mucus and plug, are worth a visual image that will stay permanently seared on a person's brain. So please proceed accordingly when sharing your own tales of birthing. When you are telling your birth story, please, for the love of all things holy and pure, take your audience into consideration before going too deep with the details. Unless you are sitting in a room full of new mothers and midwives, perhaps leave out the part about the placenta. In fact, anything involving blood and/or tearing can be completely skipped during most retellings. And say it with me now, I, your name here, will not post any birth story details on Facebook that may cause eye and/or brain damage to my poor, unsuspecting cyber friends, many of whom haven't seen me in years and don't really need to know any details at all about my hoo-ha. I will give you an example of how to proceed correctly. First, I will start with my birth story.